From KETR News, this is Tomorrow's Water Today, a weekly look at issues affecting the present and future water resources of Northeast Texas. I'm Mark Haslett. $2 billion. That's how much money needs to be spent on water projects in Texas, according to the state legislature. But lawmakers didn't include that $2 billion in the biennial budget. Instead, they suggested that the money come from the state's Economic Stabilization Fund, commonly known as the Rainy Day Fund. Now, as you might guess, that money isn't supposed to be spent unless there's a crisis. But the state is suffering from a multi-year drought. Combine that with urban development and agricultural use putting a strain on the state's existing water resources, and some say that the water situation in Texas is worth a dip into the piggy bank. Texas voters will have the final say on that. The measure will be on ballots this November. For a closer look at the legislation itself, KETR spoke with Jeremy Mazur of the Texas Water Development Board.
The House and the Senate have approved what we call the SWIFT package. And the SWIFT stands for the State Water Implementation Fund for Texas. And this is a legislative package that has three constituent parts. The first is Senate Joint Resolution 1, which proposes an amendment to the Texas Constitution that will go before state voters in an election in November. What this proposed amendment does is propose creating two funds, the SWIFT Fund and the State Water Implementation Revenue Fund for Texas, that would be used for the exclusive purpose of financing state water plan projects.
So, part one of three is creating a new fund. Part two, House Bill 1025, is the part that would authorize the transfer of $2 billion from the Rainy Day Fund to the new Water Fund. So those first couple of items are really just housekeeping. One parliamentary measure that makes an account exist, one accounting move to put money in it. The real nuts and bolts about what voters would be authorizing is in part three.
The third part of the SWIFT package is House Bill 4. And House Bill 4 instructs the Water Development Board on how it'll implement the SWIFT. And there are several provisions that are key to note. First, it requires that the regional water planning groups prioritize projects within the state water plan, and it also requires that the Water Development Board, when evaluating applications for financial assistance for developing state water plan projects, that the board prioritize the projects based on a scoring system that the board adopts.
That's actually more simple than it might sound. The state water plan breaks Texas down into regions. Each region has its own water plan. Put them together and you have the state plan. The first measure would require the regions to list in order of importance the projects that they want. The second measure requires that the state do the same. It also requires the state to develop a ranking system to make the criteria quantifiable instead of purely subjective. We'll learn a little more about the proposal next week. In the meantime, the public relations campaign has begun. Speaker Joe Strauss and Representative Alan Ritter have announced the creation of the Water Texas Political Action Committee to advance the cause. The measure has opponents, too. A group called Independent Texans says the plan could hasten the transfer of rural water to big cities. We'll look at that concern in upcoming weeks here on Tomorrow's Water Today. For KETR News, I'm Mark Haslett.